Tonight we pay tribute to the Kinks.
Jazz, rock, dance, and all your other musical needs on Siren FM.
Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
This is Siren FM.
Every day I look at the world from my window.
Siren 107.3 FM. This is Siren 107.3 FM.
The day they knocked down the party, while my childhood died, just died.
Here we go. Siren FM.
All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
A great mix of music for Lincoln and beyond on Siren 107.3 FM.
We're paying tribute to the Kinks, and this is Waterloo Sunset.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, flowing into the night. People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. But I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window. Chilly, chilly sunset time.
Sunset fire.
Terry meets Julie, Waterloo Station, every Friday night. But I am so lazy, don't want to wonder. I stay at home at night. But I
community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live performance from a local artist. This week we are paying tribute to the Kinks, and I am joined in the studio by Sam Harrison, who'll be performing live later in the show. You can give your thoughts throughout the show by texting us on 0 077 97 800 716. That's 077 97 800 716, or tweeting us at SirenFM. In 1964, brothers Ray and Dave Davis formed The Kinks, a band that would prove able to change with the times and would be major influences on multiple contrasting genres of music. And with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction and an Ivor Novello Award for outstanding service to British music, this iconic ensemble are rightly deserving of their legendary status. In 1964, the group would skyrocket to fame with their first major success single. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Legends on Siren FM, and this is You Really Got Me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Number one with the help of his brother and Kinks guitarist Dave. Ray played it for Dave on piano and Dave tried it on guitar. Their first version was 6 minutes long, but the final single release came in at just 2 minutes 20. Dave Davis got the dirty guitar sound by slashing the speaker cone of his amp with a razor blade. The vibration of the fabric produced an effect known as fuzz, which became common as various electronic devices that were invented to distort the sound. At the time, none of these devices existed, so Davis would mistreat his amp to get the desired sound, often kicking it. Of course, I would never recommend that you treat your amps that way, but I'm certain that Davis can afford to mistreat a couple of amps now and then now. Before they released this, the Kinks put out two singles that flopped, a cover of Long Tall Sally and a Ray Davis composition called You Still Want Me. If You Really Got Me didn't sell, there was a good chance their record label would have dropped them. Let's be glad that it went straight to number one in the UK and has been certified gold in its overall sales as well. One hit down for the Kinks. Would it be their last? Oh no. They're about to grab hits all day and all night. But first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say? Have your 15 minutes of fame? Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716. Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
In the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day. You and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night I'm yours, leave me never. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day and all of the night.
Based this on their first hit, You Really Got Me. In the early years, the Kinks Records Company pressured them to follow up hits very quickly, which created what lead singer Ray Davies described as an assembly line of songs. In this case, the tactic worked well, with the sound-alike tunes scoring them another hit. Ray Davies described this as a neurotic song, youthful, obsessive, and sexually possessive. There was a persistent rumour that Jimmy Page played guitar on some early Kinks songs, including this one. When Ray Davies was asked about this in a 1981 interview with Cream, he replied, "I remember Page coming to one of our sessions when we were recording All Day and All of the Night and had to record the song at 10 o'clock in the morning because we had a gig that night, and it was done in 3 hours. Page was doing a session in the other studio and he came in to hear Dave solo and he laughed and snickered, and now he says that he played on it. So if you take Davis's word for it, it never happened."
Tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you.
Station, you're listening to Legends on Siren FM. When it came to write the songs for the next Kinks album, Ray was running out of ideas, so decided to record the song he had written in college. The group put down the backing track, but he couldn't remember the words, so he went home and wrote them the next day on the train ride into the studio. Released as the first single from the album, Tired of Waiting for You was a huge hit, going to number one in the UK and charting six in America, one position higher than You Really Got Me. As always for Legends on Siren FM, I have a guest performing live in the studio later on in the show, but he's here with me now. Sam Harrison, everybody, how are you doing?
Hello, not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Sam. It's brilliant to have you on the show finally. I know I've been trying to make this happen for a while. I lost your details. You came back, you said hello, you sent me a message, and it's great to have you on, because you are very, very busy at the moment.
I do tend to get myself up to my neck in it, but it's nice to be doing this. This is the kind of thing that I enjoy doing.
And you're going to be performing live later in the show. Are you excited to perform?
I am. I'm loving the idea of doing the Kinks. They're just my favourite band. The Beatles are probably my favourite band, but the Kinks are definitely sliding into the top three somewhere. You know?
Well, I hope that tonight's show makes people who are not fans of the Kinks, or maybe don't know much about the Kinks, learn a little bit more, because that's certainly what I've done this week. With the Kinks, I was saying this to you earlier, I knew all of the songs that were playing tonight, but I just didn't know that they were by the Kinks.
I think they're kind of like a little bit kind of behind the curtain, because they were quite a subversive band, and a lot of the lyrics are very subversive as well, and I think they got banned a few times by the BBC and stuff like that, and I think they're a little bit sort of a bit more of a harder sell than the Beatles or the Stones, you know, very sort of like are a bit more commercial in that respect, but the songwriting is just fabulous, you know.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and we've got a little bit of a story up a little bit later on in the show about them being banned by the BBC. But what are you going to be performing live later in the show?
I'm going to be performing Waterloo Sunset, which is a bit of a strange one. It's certainly not the one that I know the best, but I think it's the most challenging of their songs, and possibly the most beautiful as well. It's just such an incredible piece of writing. So I decided a couple of days ago, I'm going to learn a song for the show, and I decided Waterloo Sunset, and I've given it a crack. We'll see how
first
it comes out.
First live performance, and it's going to happen right here on Siren 107.3 FM in about 10 to 15 minutes' time. We're heading to 1966 next, and a very sunny afternoon.
Sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
presently. Live this life of luxury,
blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Ray Davies was going through a very difficult time when he wrote this song. The Kinks were in the midst of a sudden rise to stardom, but the group tensions, lawsuits, an unrealistic workload, and craven management made them miserable. Davies was also dealing with fatherhood and left the band for a little while. Whilst he was recovering, he wrote this song, putting together the music first and then creating an alter ego to voice his feelings. The only way I could interpret how I felt was through a dusty fallen aristocrat who had come from old money as opposed to the wealth I had created for myself, he said. Dave was also ill on the day of recording this track. He said, I did it in one take and then I heard it back and I said, no, let me do it properly. But the session was out of time, so that was the vocal. I heard it again the other day. I was 22, but I sound someone about 40 who's been through the mill. I really hang on some of the notes. A joyous song, though, even if it suppressed joy. I had real fun writing that, he said. Even the biggest rock stars in the world don't always get a second take. The 1960s was the time of the British invasion for rock music in America. Although the Kinks had become an integral part of the beginnings of this revolution, a travel ban put their personal invasion on hold after 1965. However, that didn't stop them from churning out the hits on our side of the pond. We're heading to 1969 next, as we're paying tribute to the Kinks for Legends on Siren FM. And it's time now for a little bit of Victoria. Stay tuned to Siren FM and stay tuned to Legends. We're going to be with you until 11 p.m. this evening. We've still got Sam Harrison coming up in just a little while. This is Victoria and the Kinks.
Victoria was my queen.
still running strong as the 1960s drew to a close. Although Victoria, the third single from their album Arthur, may not have charted highly, peaking at number 33, it is still a favourite of Kinks fans around the world. Regular listeners will know that we have a chart in the Siren FM office where people can leave their requests for the show each week, and this Kinks classic was suggested by the Event Hour's Joe Hayden, so that's for you, Joe. In Ray Davis's satirical style, the lyrics juxtapose the grim realities of life in Britain during the 19th century. The track was reintroduced to a whole new audience a few years ago when it featured prominently throughout the second episode of How I Met Your Mother's seventh season, The Naked Truth, culminating when, at the end of the episode, Ted Mosby spots his ex-girlfriend Victoria across a gala. The Kinks haven't only influenced hit sitcoms, but they have also influenced many of the biggest bands of future generations, and possibly none more than the 90s icons, Blur.
Successful fella thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in the centuries, anxiety. Yes, the credit's on him. Lives in a house, very big house in the country. Watching afternoon repeats and the 38s in the country. He takes all manner of pills and piles up analyst bills in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jory. In touch with his own mortality. He's reading balls and looking bad. It's a helping hand that makes you feel blind. Blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy for the things that haunt. Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herbal baths in the country. She comes to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
Career of Blur. In fact, Their stories are so much intertwined that Blur frontman Damon Albarn revealed in 2012 that for precisely 24 hours he was going to be releasing an album with the Kinks frontman Ray Davies and the Thin White Duke, David Bowie. Yes, wow, what a record that would have been. But now it's time for the one you've all been waiting for, performing live in the studio. It's Sam Harrison with Waterloo Sunset.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling, rolling into the night? People so busy, make me feel dizzy, taxi light shines so bright. And I don't need no friends, as long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window, but chilly, chilly is the evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Waterloo sunset's fine. Terry meets Julie, Waterloo station, every Friday night. But I am so lazy, don't want to wander, I stay at home at night. And I don't feel afraid, as long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window, chilly, chilly is the evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Waterloo sunset's fine. Waterloo sunset's fine. Millions of people swimming like flies round Waterloo underground. But Terry and Julie cross over the river where they feel safe and sound. And they don't need no friends, as long as they gaze on Waterloo sunset, they are in paradise. Every day I look at the world from my window, but chilly, chilly is the evening time. Waterloo sunset's fine. Waterloo sunset's fine. Waterloo sunset's fine.
Fine. Yeah. Playing today's hits for Lincoln and beyond. This is Siren FM 107.3.
A few mornings since I've been home.
find no evidence to suggest that Lincoln County has any links to Lincolnshire at all, but seeing as though we love Lincoln-centric programming here on Siren 107.3 FM, we're going to run with it. But I am here in the studio. We've just had a fantastic live studio performance from none other than Mr. Sam Harrison. How are you doing, Sam?
Oh, very good, thank you. Very good. I enjoyed that.
It was a fantastic performance of a brilliant Kinks song.
Oh, what a record. What an incredible record. There's some records that I think you shouldn't cover because they're too perfect and you can only make them worse. And one of those records was the record that I just covered. So I'm breaking my own rule there. I don't know why, but...
But it's always a challenge, though. And you've got to challenge yourself.
I like the challenge. I like the challenge.
So why do you think, I know we touched on it a little bit earlier, but why do you believe that the Kinks are music legends?
Well, what I like particularly about the Kinks is they're extremely subversive. They're extremely political in what they wrote. Like the song Victoria that you played earlier, that was from an album called Arthur and the Decline and Fall of the British Empire or something like that. And this album is fantastic, and it's the story of a guy who goes to war in the First World War, and he suffers all this trauma and he goes through all these horrible things, and it's about his life and sort of like, you know, did this, you know, it's all about the association between the rich and the poor and all this kind of stuff. And it was exactly the kind of thing that people didn't want talked about, you know, and they still don't now, do you know what I mean? But they wrote these incredibly subversive things. And like, I'm currently writing a sort of mini musical album called The Consumerist, and it takes a lot of influence from the Kinks. They did several little kind of concept musical albums and stuff, and it takes a lot of influence from them because they had a lot of very wry sort of tongue-in-cheek satire of the world they lived in their songs, and they're just incredibly daring with what they did.
And we mentioned earlier how busy you've been over the last couple of months. You know, you've been out on cruises, you're going out on another one again in April.
Yeah, so I have like I did a Kickstarter to make this musical. So I have like the amount of weeks between now and the 11th of April where I'd go on to the piano, I think it's the Piano Azura, I'm not sure. And I'll be working playing as a kind of playing piano and guitar on there. So like I've got this many weeks to finish this Kickstarter and deliver it to people. And my studio is just breaking, everything's breaking. So like, I'm panicking. Oh, no, what happens? But it will be delivered. I'm like, there's it's pretty much finished. I'm just tying on the whistles and bows now. So.
It's cool when you get to a point where you... Are you being, like, fully funded by music then as your career? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a professional musician. I have been since I left school, but it wasn't always something that worked quite so well. Like, but it was just one of those things that I, you know, being a kid and really sort of like, not arrogant, but, you know, bullshit. I was just like, right, I'm going to go out, I'm going to be a professional musician. I thought I'll get a job to, like, a day job, and I'll be a professional musician. I'll lose the day job. But I couldn't get a job. So I got to the point where I was making enough money from music before I actually managed to get that job. So, like, so yeah, it's just, I've been like that ever since, really. I'm one of the very lucky people who's never had a proper job. Do you know what I mean?
And you've written loads of original material yourself, a lot that is now on the system. It snuck its way in over the last couple of hours. I'm not sure how, but it's all on the system now.
I've been sat on the computer just gradually importing my songs and making sure they're on the Siren FM system so they can be accessed when they need to be.
But we're gonna be playing one of them for the first time after the 11 o'clock news. Have you decided which one we're going with yet, or we're keeping it as a surprise?
I think we're going to go for a song called Writers of Rhyme. And this one isn't yet available, so that's probably not the best choice. But like, it's one of the better songs that I've recorded. But if you do like what you hear, and if you like my kind of music, and obviously if you like the Kinks, then you'll definitely like my kind of music because there's a direct line between the two. Check out Sam Harrison. Just knock it into iTunes or Spotify or Amazon or anything. It's on all the things, and you'll find some records by me that you can kind of pick through, and there might be some you fancy.
Make sure that you do just that. Check out Sam Harrison. We'll tell you more at the end of the show. And stay tuned at 11 o'clock because after the news, we're going to be debuting one of Sam's brand new tracks. My name's Kai Valentine, and you can find me here on Siren FM every Sunday, Monday and Friday morning for The Breakfast Show, as well as here every Monday night. Tonight, we're paying tribute to the Kinks for Siren FM.
I'm champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. Lola Lola Lola. She squeezed me tight, she nearly broke my spine. Oh my Lola, la 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 Lola. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she won't.
In style, Lola hit number 2 in the UK and placed at number 9 on the US Billboard charts. A return to form in the United States, their previous top 40 in the States being Sunny Afternoon in 1966. Ray Davies said, "I wrote Lola to be a great record, not a great song. Something that people could recognise in the first 5 seconds. Even the chorus, my 2-year-old daughter sang it back to me. I thought, this must catch on." The line, "You drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola," was recorded as "It tastes just like Coca-Cola," but the BBC refused to play it because of the commercial reference. So Ray Davies flew from New York to London to change the lyric and get the song on air. And that small lyrical change would go a long way into the Kinks storming the top end of the charts once again. In the early 1970s, homosexuality was still a taboo subject throughout the media and the arts. However, this track played a role in opening the door for artists like Lou Reed and David Bowie to explore homosexuality in their own songs. Tonight we've been paying tribute to the Kinks for Legends on Siren FM, but the show isn't quite over just yet, as we look out onto the Hollywood Walk of Fame with Celluloid Heroes, live at the BBC. This was recorded in the 60s at the BBC. Stay tuned.
Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in the moon.
doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't tread on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on the throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. They sadly pass him by. A voice stepping up, better let go sing, because he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. Everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along the Hollywood Boulevard. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk.
We've been paying tribute to the Kinks tonight for Legends on Siren FM. We're talking about Hollywood Boulevard at 4, Celluloid Heroes. I'd like to say a big thank you to Sam Harrison for your performance this evening. Sam, where can people find out more about you?
Well, the best place to go is to log on to Facebook, facebook.com/ Sam of the X, or... Is that... Yeah, that is right. Facebook.com/ Sam of the X, just the letter X. Or if you type in Sam Harrison Music. I'm also at youtube.com/ Sam of the X and twitter.com/ Sam of the X. And I even have samharrisonmusic.com. So...
Lots of great stuff there, and thank you very much, Sam, once again for coming on the show. Just after the 11 o'clock news, though, people can stay tuned because your EP, what's the name of the track that we're playing?
It's going to be called Writers of Rhyme, and this is as yet this is its radio debut. So,
radio debut right here on Lincoln's first community radio station, Siren 107.3 FM. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or our Facebook page www.facebook.com/Siren Legends. We're going to leave you this evening with a track by that Ray Davies said was lyrically his most proud of. But most importantly, it was requested by my mum. But like I say, make sure that you stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM for everything that is coming up tomorrow, starting with The Breakfast Show. Jeff is going to be here from 7 o'clock in the morning. So if you're not going to bed, stay awake. Go and wait, but make sure that you wake up for Jeff from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. We also have Tom Stevens on with Simply Jazz from 12 till 1. Animation Resonation from 1 till 2. No Adults Allowed in the afternoon, and also lots of great stuff like the Drive Time Team hosted by the wonderful Christopher Clarkson. And make sure that you stay tuned to Siren FM throughout the week for all the great programming. But we're going to end this evening by heading to 1982 with Come Dancing. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
Parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all our boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing, it's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, all for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
Dancing the Kinks, you're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Thank you for tuning in this week. Tune in next week for a Comic Relief special with the Spice Girls. Sam said to my mum that she has great taste with this track, but now it's time for your 11 o'clock Sky News update.
latest news and sport on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.